This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from sfmsports.net.
Now, Coach, 1-0 in the MEAC. That was a tough one, but satisfying win at least.
Always tough on the road in league play. And, you know, Coach Davis has done a good job of getting his kids, putting them in position to be successful. I thought they hit some shots. They never went away. We had two double-digit leads that they were able to creep back in and make it a game. So that's a tribute to them. But I thought CeCe Byram down the stretch was the difference. She made big play after big play. I'm just glad she was on my team today.
Yep. Final 2 minutes, 5 points in a row, including that foul shot high off the window and in. It's moments like that in winning time, I'm sure, the reason why you recruited her all those years ago.
Yeah, you know, I'm expecting big things from her. You know, CeCe coming off the injury her sophomore year where she was doing some really special things. And now we got to kind of rekindle that and hope to get the most out of her last year.
How about Brooklyn Bailey coming off the bench? 16 points, her best game in the opener of MEAC play. I mean, it's great to see a flourish from a freshman like that.
That was big. I mean, I don't know what she gave us in the second half, and then hit a big shot early in the first half, then her second in the third quarter. She was huge for us today. Huge. I didn't realize she had 16 points, but you know, she's the future of our program. So it's good to see her play like that.
Future certainly bright. Of course, she took a back seat to the senior leaders over that final fourth quarter. The guards playing well, the bigs and Walker and Gil Miles. It seemed like you had the five that you absolutely wanted on the floor for that final push.
Yeah, I just believe in those kids. It's not that I don't believe in the other ones. I've just been around them longer, and I just trust and believe that, you know, those kids are going to do whatever it takes to win, and they know what it takes to win. And we've had some struggles, you know, throughout the last couple years of not really reaching our fullest potential, and I don't want to stand in the way of those kids ending their career, you know, where they're showing everybody what they're capable of doing.
Quick turnaround time, and Howard's coming to town on Monday. Another team that's one of those dark horse contenders, ranked fourth in the preseason polls, the Hawks being fifth. Should be another good one. What's the message?
Oh, they're playing great. We got to play better than we did today. We're at home after 8 games on the road, and we just have to take advantage of being at home. And that's the thing. We got to take advantage of having a good team in our gym and take advantage of that.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank
Craig,
you.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
He's Fred Batchelor, head coach of the victorious Maryland Eastern Shore Hawks, holding on to beat Morgan State 74-68 today.